It's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT, overtime. Live here from the Fan Run Radio Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always. It's Will Stevens in the dock! Chilling in here in the Fan Run Radio Studios, going up until 8 p.m. as always.
We're in here. It's another day. It's a Friday. It's a good day. It's Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people got a lot to look forward to today. It's after five. Most of you are going home right now. You're thinking about what you're going to smoke this weekend.
I'm sorry?
I'm talking meat, brother.
Oh, we're smoking meats?
We're smoking meats, brother. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Get the big green eggs out.
Get the old Traeger. Pull that thing out.
Maybe even a cigar.
You know some stogies are being
some stogs.
Well, I guess
I'm smoking stogs, brother.
You know, you just pull out
that's a California cigarette.
A stogie?
I'd assume the way it's pronounced. That has to be.
If you're smoking a stogie, I feel like that
has to be pronounced in a California accent.
You're crazy.
Smoking a stogie?
No. That is not.
Yeah. Smoking a stogie.
I don't know where it came from. But
are you Googling where stogie comes from?
The origin of it, yeah. I mean, if you're wanting to, you know, but that
you're
is pretty good.
You're the slowest Googler of all time.
No, I'm not.
It's a dance move. It's also a non-smoke cigarette.
Okay. It came.
So you can't smoke a stogie, according to logic.
Okay.
Because as soon as you smoke a stogie, it's no longer a stogie.
It's from Conestoga. It's from the 19th century.
Huh.
How about that?
I care a lot.
Me neither. But, yeah, Memorial Day weekend, it's a good time. People are going to be out in hopefully the sun. I don't know what the weather's going
to
be like.
It's supposed to get a lot nicer here in a little bit.
Probably. I mean, usually when you have a good chunk of rain like this, you get that in your rear view, you move forward, you have your little bit of nice weather.
I'm staring down the barrel of a four-day weekend. Took a little,
yeah,
mini vacay.
Hey, looks good. Okay?
Looks
I like
good.
It.
Light on the end of the tunnel. I did this, I think I explained this already, maybe just to you instead of on air, but
probably.
Paul McCartney. Obviously coming to town on Tuesday, and I was very excited to go when it was announced. So I requested the days off work when I saw the announcement while I was at work, and I was like, okay, I'll just get these days off work because worst comes to worst, I just don't work if I don't go to the show. And then I looked at ticket prices once they came onto
the $1 billion
second market. Yeah, and it was like you have to give up your other kidney, and the only one I have, so like I can't afford a kidney.
It says other kidney. Only people with one kidney can go.
Yeah.
You have to die.
Yeah, it's a kidney benefit show.
They take it just before he starts, and they're like, as long as you make it, we're not even going to sell you a ticket.
No, they just replace all the seats in TBA with dialysis machines.
Hey, some people would do it. Actually, you know what? His kind of core base.
Instead of like MTV unplugged, it's just a Paul McCartney extra plugged because everyone in the audience is plugged up.
I like that. Even him, he's on stage. He's like, I don't even need this.
That's not what he sounds
like. Yeah, I don't even need this.
Quite easily, quite arguably the easiest person to instantly, not go into an impression too because some people can't do a British accent, but quite easily the number one person you would know what they sound like. You didn't have to do a fake voice. You did a country music singer. It's a Beatle. Truthfully, the only remaining Beatle. Ringo.
Okay, now what are you talking about now?
He's a human metronome.
He was the best songwriter on the Beatles.
I'd like to be under the sea.
Yeah.
In an octopus's garden.
He likes it.
Something.
That guy was just living life. He was all about the vibes. If
true.
You watch the comeback documentary that you were so in love with.
It's not that. Try again.
The Get Back.
There you go. It's a Beatles song. Title.
Sure. Who cares?
I do.
They've got 2,000 of them. So he's pretty much just dead the whole time. There's nothing behind his eyes.
No.
Even when he's playing, when he's not playing, if you look at Ringo in the background.
Ringo Starr's a robot.
I believe it. His eyes have nothing in them.
Ringo Starr was the first electronic drummer.
He might as well
have
been.
He was the first, yeah.
Because, I mean, we made a joke of it, too. Everybody watching the documentary together that night, I was just like, look at Ringo. And they're like, God.
Did you watch the documentary?
Watched a good chunk of it.
It's very good.
Right. Yeah.
Just so you know. But yeah, I'm staring down the barrel of a 3 or 4 day weekend because I took those days off. Didn't end up going to the show, or I guess the show hasn't happened, but I'm not going to the show. Unless if someone wants to donate tickets,
yeah,
I'm going, but.
You got to donate two, though.
No.
I can go.
No.
I'm a huge
McCartney.
You
are not a Beatles guy.
What? I'm the biggest Paul stan there is.
Name five Beatles songs.
Name five Beatles songs. Let's see here. Let's see. Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
Okay. I actually think that might just be a Wings song.
No, that's a Beatles song. Okay. It's a good one. You got Hey Jude.
You do.
Okay. You got Yellow Submarine.
You do.
You got.
This should be way easier than you're making it.
You got, honestly, it's one of those things that there's so many, it's kind of hard to like.
Narrow down.
And they're kind of meshing together at a certain point in my head, too. Like, I hear the song, too, but I can't hear it good enough to get the title.
So you got three.
I mean, I know way more than that.
Prove it.
There's a dude. I don't have to prove anything.
All right, so you're not going.
I don't have to prove anything to you. I've already got a ticket.
Okay, can I go?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't even like Paul like I do.
You're right. I don't like Paul.
Yeah, I hate the Beatles. Huge Paul guy though. Yeah, solo Paul, dude. He better not play a single Beatles song either.
That's also another thing. Like, I'm just not a giant Wings or Paul McCartney solo guy.
Right.
And if he broke out like 45 seconds, even if Rihanna came on the stage, I'd still probably boo because I was hoping for the Beatles songs.
Yeah, that'd be a real tough one to. Yeah, no one cares about that song. He's dead now. He was such a small part of that song.
But it would be cool if he brought Rihanna out.
Okay,
that was
yeah,
the
I kind of missed that part.
That was
part,
the joke
right.
There is that
My
he
bad.
Brought Kanye West and Rihanna out to the show, and I'd boo because it
right.
wasn't holograms of George Harrison and John
right.
Lennon.
I thought you
all
meant
the wives
just like
John Lennon beat.
I thought you meant just like bring her like song out.
Isn't that what Hey Jude was written about? Wasn't it like a comfort song for John Lennon's like
son
who found out that he was like, I mean, just sleeping with everybody other than his mom.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was that or the hitting. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Bad guy.
I mean, yeah, they were like the first rock stars. I mean, all rock stars. I mean, it got worse over time. It's a slippery slope sort of thing. But they didn't start at
but
zero.
Like, the Beach Boys. Like, they were, like, two of them at least, if not one of them who drowned, was, like, good friends with Charlie Manson. And they have none of the stink that the Beatles have, I feel like.
Right. Well, so was the FBI.
True.
So, like,
true.
You
I mean,
know.
That's fair. That's
you know what I mean? A lot of people are really good
Edgar
friends
Allen,
with Charles Manson.
What, not Edgar Allan Poe. Hoover?
Herbert?
No.
Oh, you're thinking of J. Edgar.
Yes.
Yes.
Him and Brian Wilson.
They're best buds. Yeah. Yeah, a little MK Ultra talk on this Friday.
Did you ever see MK Ultra? Nope, never mind. I was going to make a really just bad joke.
Yeah. Well, no, when you say anything like that, I'm like, okay.
Well,
I
just like
know.
That sounds like a
what?
Like the number one recycled can at a sorority house.
Yeah.
They were drinking a ton of MK Ultra.
Yeah, I used to think every time I was like, what are they talking about beer for? I was listening to a podcast where it got brought up organically and they're like, you ever heard of MK Ultra? And I was like, who hasn't ever heard of MK Ultra? What are we talking about here? Y'all drinking Mickey's? You're rich. And then it made sense to me, you know? You ever read an MK Ultra? It's pretty neat. You'd like it.
I know the phrase, and I know vaguely that it was like the dosing of random individuals.
It's like a whole like wide.
But
they
I don't know
a
what
ton
it,
of stuff.
It's that's why I guess I don't know what it means because it's so broad.
Yeah.
That like there are so many simpler forms.
Right. I don't know
inside of it
the full extent of it, but every time I've just been like, well, I'm just gonna read a bit, you know, a little bit about MK Ultra, and you find some new. It's like movie stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's all. I mean, yeah,
Dr. Evil type stuff, like legitimately.
Well, can you give me an example off the dome?
Well, so according to some people, I haven't went to the FBI or CIA. I can't remember exactly.
I think CIA. Is
CIA
more
feels
in there.
More dabbling into
CIA. They're just the chaos brothers.
They really can do whatever they want, especially
like the
yeah.
FBI. Definitely a lot. Like I mean, American government as a whole, definitely a lot of war crimes and different things
for
like
sure.
that. But in terms of domestic terrorism, that's the
it's
CIA's
the CIA.
Department.
That is their wheelhouse. That is where they live, brother. They are so good at it too. And yeah, definitely there in the 60s too, when the CIA like first was pretty young. I think the CIA got started in World War II.
It was just so a wee lad.
Yeah, it was only like 20. The CIA had just started to drink.
It was just hormonal.
Yeah, the CIA's just got done with puberty and they're like, okay,
The CIA released the crack epidemic and then everyone was just like, I remember when I had my first beer.
Yeah.
That was a mistake, buddy.
They started realize like they wanted to be scientists instead of cops. They got really confused.
That's what happens when you give nerds power. Why science and should not be respected and nerds should be bullied. Because as soon as they think they're better than people who can play sports, the world goes to crap.
Right. That's also why you got to keep the scientists in front of you. You know, you can't let them be doing secret projects. They get a little too, you know, out there.
Yeah, I mean, high school nerds never know the cool drama secrets that, like, the popular kids know for a reason.
Right.
You can't let them in on those things.
They're too strong. They have to either be socially, you know, completely socially inept or stupid.
Yeah.
You pick one. You're a mix of both. It's actually amazing.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
That's us both, actually. This is a show.
Well, I mean, I am smarter than you. And you're better in casual social situations. I'm obviously much more of an entertainer. I get way more laughs and arguably women as well. Not arguably. I get way more women as well. But
yeah,
you're good at just like you're a very fundamental conversationalist.
Sure.
And I'm the exciting highlight reel phenomenon that everyone talks about. But like you have the stats to back it up. I'm a hit or miss guy. You know what I mean? I fall away during the playoffs because I don't know all the social cues.
So what you're saying is you're an eye test guy versus a guy who actually produces?
If you ask many females, yes, I'm an eye test guy.
Yeah, because if they think you're attractive, they need an eye test.
That's good. Okay. I was going to say they use me as an eye test to I don't know.
Sorry, I dunked on you a little bit there.
Yeah, I could. I lost my joke, too.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you.
You did.
But mine was kind of better.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I do get more females than you.
Okay. What was the running bit you had like 2 weeks ago, 4 for 5? I can't remember. Was that 3 points in a game or like?
Running bit.
I don't remember. You were saying something like, I'm 4 for 5. Maybe. Something like that.
Oh, getting stood up on dates.
Oh,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
But I still got dates.
Cool.
Just because they were smart and made good decisions for their future.
Sure.
Doesn't mean I didn't get the application.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they still came and interviewed.
Sure, man. Did they?
Yeah, they just didn't take the job
they
offer.
They applied. Yeah. They did not interview.
No. We had an interview. There was text conversation.
Okay.
There was back and forth.
You reached out and said, are you available for an interview?
Yeah, and then they just looked at the salary and were like, yeah, not worth it.
This
you
sucks.
Know what I mean? Like those job requirements did not outweigh the benefits.
Sure.
You got zero dental when it came to my plan.
Right. Okay. Sure.
It's going to wreck your mouth.
Right. That's tough. I never gave you an example of the MK Ultra thing.
Yeah, we're just bouncing, buddy.
They were giving Charles Manson
LSD. Speaking of females.
You know how Charles Manson was giving LSD to all the people?
I don't even know a lot about the Manson thing other than like he had like a... I mean, he also got girls.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
And some dudes. I don't think he was like getting them, but they were there. They were in the crew.
Have you ever listened to his album? He has one decent song. The album's
Helter
not
Skelter,
great.
Helter Skelter, ain't that what it's called? Or is that his
no,
book?
No, that's...
or was
that's,
that his like...
It's a Beatles song, so you have now four of them. If you can name one
there
more
was something
throughout the course
associated.
Of the show,
there
I'll
was,
be very
well, that, is that, actually, that is associated with
I need you
Charles
to work
Manson.
One more Beatles title by accident later on through the
that
show.
That is associated
yes,
with Charles
yes,
Manson.
I think it
okay.
might be his book or something like that,
okay.
but it is a Beatles song.
Okay,
that
I was just making sure. Okay.
But no, he... Aw.
Helter Skelter is the book about Manson.
I think it's Game Girl. It's not a terrible song.
Okay.
The whole album is not good, but like Game Girl is not a terrible song by any means.
But Charles, man, is he singing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the same as old John Hinckley. He's going on a redemption tour right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm
We've talked
about
I know,
that.
But like he's still going strong.
Yeah, he sold out a show in Brooklyn.
The people are loving it. The people love him. Shout out John Hinckley. Shout out to Charles Manson, you know, music artists. But anyways, MK Ultra, they were trying to figure out how to mind control people. So like, maybe we could use LSD. Let's give some LSD to this guy. He can give it to people and see if he can control them.
Did it work?
It was Charles Manson. He seemed to have control over at
it's
least
fair.
Some of them.
Hand that feeds.
It's a tough one. Maybe they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was... I didn't realize that.
He was in bed with them?
Yeah.
The old CIA? I mean, again,
that
let's go.
Sense.
I'm just a 20-year-old who's heard this, you know, in... podcasts and read some articles.
I mean, CIA does stand for Charlie Acid Incorporated. So, like, that, the name...
The CAI?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, dang it.
I thought you were just like, screw it. I'm just going to go whatever order I want. I was totally fine with it. I like how... I didn't even realize it was accidental. That's cool. I thought it worked well. The CIA makes their own rules anyways, you know?
I was, you know how I was talking earlier about, like, or not earlier, but about a month ago, about, like, what type of females I like and females I don't like, if we're just, like, being open and honest, and hot ones, it was my go-to, but, like, I don't like, Jeep girls and stuff like that, like, gross me out. I found a new one that I was driving behind someone, and again, I'm a bumper sticker.
What?
Clowner?
What's, yeah, you're.
I hate bumper stickers.
Yes, but you love them at the same time because you love to hate them.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know what that word would be. There's a German word for it, I'm sure. I guarantee it. Germans have words for everything.
Never mind.
Okay. Sorry.
But I hate females who have mammograms. The back windshield ones where you just like you have your full name but it's out of order. I was thinking about that because I said CAI instead of CIA.
What did you just say?
Mammogram?
Say it again.
Mammogram.
That's not... Okay, that's a good joke he just said. That one's funny.
I don't know.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
This is a Will bit. You do Will bits
said,
all the
like,
time.
CEB, and I was like, oh, her name must be Caroline Elizabeth. And then it was like, no, her name's Caroline Bell.
Right. No, they
like,
do flip them. They flip them.
That's what
yeah.
I did with the CAI.
Last name in the middle,
CIA,
one of those.
So like,
right.
That's what reminded me
sure.
of it. But I like those gross me out. I
you
just
called
tell.
It a what now? Say it louder.
Mammogram.
You know what a mammogram is.
I'm describing
no,
one right
you're
now.
Not. You're actually... Okay. William. That's not, called a monogram. It's close. You're very close. You're right there. You're on it. It's not quite the same.
I thought a monogram was the... like. Is it on a... Was it called Game Pigeon? Where you get like a bunch of different letters and you have to spell as many words as possible with those?
God, so many words you've mixed up. That's an anagram.
I thought an anagram was how you got checked for breast cancer.
Wait a minute.
We just
I thought,
full circle.
I thought an anagram was a social media
Who's
app?
On first?
That was pretty good, Will.
Thank you.
That was pretty funny. I like that.
I accidentally, when I was saying the joke into Siri when I was at a red light
you
behind someone,
yeah.
I said mammogram, and I was like, oh, that's funny. I'm going to
leave
that.
There you go. That's good.
Because I was just going to say I hate monograms. Like, monograms
that
are the dumbest
way
things
less
of
funny.
All time. Because, like, initials are initials, and then when you just reverse them, it confuses me and makes you look disgusting.
Yeah. It does. What's the point of that?
It's the pearl earring of a bumper sticker.
Why are you trying to muddy the waters? Who are you? What have you done? Who are you trying to hide from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want people to think that you're, you know, Ruth Ann Bernard, or whatever a last name would be with a B, but you're actually Ruth Becky.
Bader Ginsburg.
You're Ruth Bader. Allison, whatever last name would be.
I thought
a.
she was Rose Gail Bradley,
yeah.
But turns out she was Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I can't date a woman with that name in that order. The other order, totally fine. I think just any sticker on a car, I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest with you.
I have a couple that I can't get off, and I hate them. But
okay.
Like, I put them on when I was in high school when I first got the car. And
yeah.
Now they're just, like, a couple of them I like the story of, or like just like having there. A couple of them I did get off.
Sure.
But then there's a couple that are just baked on there, and there's no getting off a baked on sticker.
Yeah, I'm always like...
I forgot to put the Pam spray down.
See, I mean, they look worse, which is the problem, but magnets are way better than stickers.
They look so bad,
They
though.
Look so much worse.
They look so bad.
We just
magnets
need to make...
go great on computers.
Yeah, do that. That's the honestly, it's what they're made for, you know? Sticks right on there.
You ever gotten to play with a computer magnet?
Dude, one of my earliest...
Those are the strongest things
dude,
of all time.
A computer magnet? No. I have a memory associated with computers and magnets. I'm sorry, I thought you were going a different way.
You made me spit out my water.
You did. You spilled it everywhere. I didn't mean to.
It's your fault.
Sorry. Didn't know I had
you just
a...
go, I said computer magnet, and you go, no. Computers and magnets, though,
yeah, no,
I have a story.
It's adjacent, okay? We're staying in the same ballpark. What's a computer magnet? Like they
like the magnet that's inside of a computer,
sure,
which is why you can't put another magnet because it's so strong that it
right.
like really messes with the field.
How
I don't
strong?
Know exactly.
Like okay,
like,
regular magnet
like hurts.
Like would hurt your hand?
You, yes.
Would pinch you?
We used to pinch each other with them. I don't know how. Like one of my buddies got computer magnets, and they were the coolest
thing
of all time.
I took apart a magnet. Anyways, one of my earliest memories of school is for some reason my buddy at school, we had computer lab. You know, it's like mm-hmm. third grade, first time ever. You know, doing anything like this. And my buddy, for some reason, brought magnets to school because he thought they were cool. We're in third grade, you know?
Yeah.
We're in computer class. You know, we've been in there for a while, and he's playing with these magnets. And he did what every kid has done at least once. And he was like, I wonder if it sticks to the computer screen. He went to stick it, but what the? And it was like this beautiful rainbow, you know? And it was just like...
You have any, I mean to cut you off, no, you're good. I was just thinking of dumb kids. Dumb thing that kids do out of just curiosity or not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any good microwave stories?
I've microwaved everything.
I was
everything.
Telling microwave stories and today at work. Of like one time I microwaved something for 30 minutes instead of 3 minutes and forgot about it and just lit it on fire. And the one time I made ramen noodles in the microwave, but... dry, so I just didn't put water in
there.
Did
you think that?
So I lit it on fire as well.
Okay, I've never started a fire of any kind on accident.
I got two under my belt.
Wow.
Never microwaved any metal.
I was a metal kid.
One time I did do Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tart with the...
I caught it, like, real quick. I put it in there, clicked it, I was like, oh no, and then pulled it out and got it out.
Because it acts like it's going to turn into an atomic bomb.
It didn't even do anything.
Oh, really?
I put it in, closed it, and then was like, never mind.
Nah, I was like, you know, real young, home alone, put it in. Turned around to get something out of the fridge and heard the most god-awful noise. Turned around and I saw...
Nothing better than being home
electro.
Alone. And just putting it in. Like, there's nothing better.
No, big fan. Yeah. Me, you know.
Putting in anything, honestly.
The pop, you know, the Pop-Tart in the microwave.
What's the best way to eat a Pop-Tart? I'm a cold guy. Room temp.
I mean, I haven't had a Pop-Tart in maybe 8 or 9 years.
What?
But, I mean,
Pop-Tarts
when I did...
Pop-Tarts are a staple.
When I did eat them, I just ate
pies. How have you not had Pop-Tarts? What's the best Pop-Tart? There's an answer.
Brown sugar and cinnamon is the best Pop-Tart. Yes, everybody knows that. Good, yeah, good, that's good, the good. Law. I'm pretty sure it's in either the Bible or the Constitution. It's one of those. I know it's whatever. Yeah. Binding.
S'mores are good. Brown sugar cinnamon is the best.
No, they're not. Any other flavor than brown sugar cinnamon, I'm probably not going to enjoy.
What?
I hate strawberry as a flavor, but the strawberry frosted Pop-Tart is fine.
You might have been richer than me.
The strawberry frosted Pop-Tart.
I always make fun of you for being a poor yokel from the middle of nowhere, but perhaps you could have money because Pop-Tarts were a staple in all three of my households that I grew up in.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we ate Pop-Tarts. I mean, I was a kid.
It doesn't sound like you did.
I mean, I wasn't
you ate Pop-Tart.
Wasn't really a breakfast
you
guy,
ate one
man.
Flavor.
Wasn't really a breakfast guy.
Oh, breakfast.
I mean, I would eat a Pop-Tart every now and then.
I hate my job because I loved breakfast food.
Yeah.
And now I cook it.
Right.
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate breakfast food.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm a huge breakfast food guy, but I mean, I don't eat it or make it. But whenever someone's like, I'm making breakfast, I'm like, hell yeah. You know, some good biscuits and gravy.
It's good to know.
Get to know how to make it.
Is very easy.
Yeah, all of breakfast food is easy. I mean, pancakes. You know,
bacon's a problem. Cooking
is
the
it?
Meats are a problem.
Really?
Yeah, they pop. You got it. It's smoky. There's no good way to cook bacon.
I'm not talking about uncomfortable. I mean, just the act of cooking it. You just cook it. It's so easy.
Perhaps. I mean, but if you want to get like actual good breakfast food, like an Eggs Benedict, it's very hard to poach an egg and make a hollandaise.
Sure. I'm more of a scrambled eggs, bacon.
You ever had an English muffin?
Biscuit kind of guy? No, I was born in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So, not real, you know, cool with the Redcoats, my guy. I'm not a loyalist like you.
Fair. Well, okay. We'll hit a break, and then we'll be back.
I'll never forget the Boston Massacre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. Paul Revere was a liar. I'll tell you next. So, T, live on your airwaves, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. It's Will Stevens in the Tuck!
Will Steve. In the Tuck.
Going up until 8 p.m. as always.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. I didn't put as much effort into that one as I normally
do.
Yeah,
I know. It was a little...
Do you want me to try? Will Steve in the Tuck! That was a little loud. I'm sorry.
Can't do anything right.
I'll turn the music off.
Can't do anything right.
Still a little bit of time.
Joel Siemens in the Tuck!
Let's just do that for 20 more minutes and get out of here.
We got a whole nother hour, brother.
At least this first hour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You should put that first one behind you. That second one goes like nothing.
This is true. I have a special announcement for the second hour as well. So make sure you stay tuned
Big
for that.
Big time special announcement.
Hour two is usually our... more
serious.
Yeah, usually we get our jokes out of the way and then all of a sudden we start talking politics.
Yeah. Well, hour one is really just me and you getting in here and saying hello.
Yeah, really.
You know,
yeah.
We kind of just chop it up for a little bit, hang out.
I forgot to ask you about your day. Are you doing okay? Looking forward to your weekend?
Worst day of my life.
Really?
No, I was just...
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
What happened?
Nothing. Actually, it was a decent day. I was just kidding. That was a little joke.
It's not something...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a downer there. I didn't really mean to
you
just...
You can't.
Kill the whole mood there.
How was your day?
It was fine. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't cry. But no, it was fine. It was a good day. You know, had a busy day. My back has been killing me all day.
Oh, yeah, your back?
For the last couple of days, yeah.
What did you do?
I think I turned 24. Oh, I think that's really the...
It was your birthday yesterday.
It was my birthday yesterday.
That's why we weren't here. Tucker texted me at, what, 2?
It was just like... No! That was like 8 a.m.
It was early, because I had texted you
first.
It was
like 7 in the morning. And I was like, hey, man...
It was 7:40 in the morning because I texted you first.
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, it don't matter. But, like, it's kind of my birthday. And for the record, we didn't do a show on your birthday.
No. Y'all did a show on my birthday. I took the day off.
Me too.
No.
But we didn't have a y'all.
I believe you did a show. Did you not do a show with Jake or Marcus?
On your birthday?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I took the day off and you guys did a show.
I don't think so. I don't think we did a show.
Check the tapes.
I doubt we did.
Check the tapes, bucko.
What is it, January 13th or something like
17th,
that? 17th,
jerk.
Oh, I know it's
I texted
the teens.
You yesterday.
I know it's the teens. Yeah, you told me happy birthday, and I appreciated it.
I did say that after I had texted you like 2 or 3 times, and then you had mentioned you're taking the day off for your birthday, and I was like, oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. I was like, I just said, hey, it's my birthday. It'd be cool to just...
I wish I was here on my birthday. I'd get choked up. My birthday sucked this year.
Right.
Very depressing. I turned 20 and I realized...
I didn't throw a rager.
I didn't talk to anybody in 2 years. And I realized that it backfired because then...
No one cared.
No one said... I got 2 or 3 happy birthday texts.
Yeah,
that includes family, too. It was a depressing birthday.
Yeah, me too. But the ones that told me happy birthday, you know, made me very happy. Made me feel special, like they thought about me.
I went to the playlist to go see when the show was. I haven't uploaded the playlist since January 14th.
Yeah, you don't do that. It's one click. Well, it's so easy.
It's not. It's a lot once you get behind.
Now it is. If you do it every time, like we had been.
I'm not going to catch up.
The playlist was doing numbies. It was.
The show still does numbies.
It still does. No, but people were going.
We are doing numbies, Tucky.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying, look back at an episode from months ago. People are still going down the overtime playlist.
April 26, 2022, 2,000 listens.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. It wasn't that high when it first came out.
No.
The same 9 people just really keep going back and listening. They love it.
I'm trying to scroll back.
Trying to do what? What are you trying?
See if y'all did a show on my birthday.
We totally did.
I'm on March 28th right now.
I feel like we didn't. Who was y'all?
I don't know. I thought Folky was back, maybe.
I feel like we didn't do a show. I feel like you had to do something, and I was like, sweet. And then we didn't do a show.
I'm on March 1st.
Yeah, your birthday was in January, my
I
guy.
Know when my birthday is.
Then
you
go.
Don't, obviously.
January 17th. Everyone knows this.
What year?
2002.
There you go.
I forget that you're so young.
Yeah, because I'm so mature and smarter than you.
No.
You get so many more females of older ages.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right. You and 45-year-old moms going to PTA meetings on the weekend.
Babysit their kids for them.
Yeah. You're the guy who cuts the orange slices. The kids love you.
We didn't do a show.
I told you. I would know because I was, you know, it was kind of like my birthday, too. I've had 2 this year so far. It was pretty fun. Might have a third. Who knows?
It's funny to me.
Might just pick one. Your grandpa. I respect
that
move.
Shot?
No, I respect that move. It's pretty cool to have 2 birthdays. Might have 3.
Rude.
I wish when I got adopted, I got to pick a different birthday.
I mean, yeah, you
would have
you
cool.
had the option to pick a name, and you...
I mean, kept the one that everyone knows.
I love you.
Yeah, it's tough.
But that was a terrible decision.
To keep the name?
You could have done so much.
Brody.
Brody.
Buddy.
Brody.
Buddy. I was 13.
Yeah.
I wasn't filing the paperwork. I promise you. I went to mom with like 35 different ideas.
Give me 2.
One of them was like, just I wanted to go by like Fitz as my first
That's
name.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Oh my, you, yeah. That,
Fitz Holt.
Will Stevens and the Fitz.
Yeah, bro. Mom said that was stupid. And I was like, okay, how about like Fitzgerald? And she was like, that's too long. And I was like, yeah, I'd shorten it to Fitz. And she was like, no.
What about Jerry?
Jer-Bear?
Jerry?
Jerry Holt.
That's
coming
not
at,
a bad
coming
name.
At you live. Yeah, but I'd be doing NPR if my name was Jerry Holt, though. You know, we welcome you back to
non-prescription rehab,
Jerry World. On today's ledger,
that's a good one. Will.
Yeah, sometimes
you just
got
to hype yourself.
It was good. No, yeah, you were funny, man.
I'm scrolling to see if you texted me happy birthday
on your birthday.
Yeah,
I probably did. Yeah, I know I texted you at night and I said, "Hope you're having a good time, man. Hope you're enjoying your birthday."
I did have a good January 16th.
I know for a fact that's what
January
I said.
January 17th wasn't great,
it.
But January 16th was awesome.
Was it the day before your birthday?
That's the day I took to celebrate because I took the day off work, but I couldn't take back-to-back days.
Okay, sure, sure. You're such a hard worker. We're always in here grinding, you know? Truly. Prototypical.
I work much harder than you.
Okay. Sure.
There, I said it. I said it.
I mean, that's certainly your opinion.
I said it.
You did say it, yes. You've said many things. You said mammogram earlier.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you hate when...
Well, okay, what is that? Is that...
That's when women get their breasts checked for cancer.
That's okay, that's what I thought.
You hate that.
Gross.
You said the sentence, I hate mammograms. I hate when girls get mammograms, was your exact words.
Yeah, I did.
Don't find out, whatever.
So nosy.
Yeah. What do you need to know for? Yeah.
I do feel bad for women. That has to suck.
Sure.
Because isn't it like a whole robotic pension process?
I've never had it done to me.
Neither
I've
have
heard
I.
It, I've heard it explained as two plates squishing.
Okay, so what I said.
Pretty much, yeah. What did you call it?
A robotic pinching process?
Yeah, that's a one way. Yeah, that's, yeah.
RPP.
Sure. I don't know if it's, like, automated. I don't think it's, like, gears. You know, I think they just lower it and, you know, squish it on there. Maybe not. I don't know.
I thought it was electronic.
Never been there. Never done it.
I've watched tutorials.
You know? On YouTube when you were, like, 9?
Quick break.
Yeah, let's get... Oh, my God.
We'll be right back. OT. Don't worry about it. It's OT. Calm down. Guys.
Take it easy.
Chill.
Whoa.
We're back.
Breathe.
Live. Here from the Fan Run Radio Studios. Stop.
Okay.
I came out hard. I'm sorry. Cut it out.
I can't. There's no more left, so it's pretty much it. That's it. That's not. I'm done.
Put in my fist.
I'm not touching... The slide anymore, the slider, the dial.
Sorry, I read something that annoyed me, so I had to go silent or I would.
You had to get mad.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's okay to get mad.
A lot of things to be mad about.
Mad in silence. You know, respectfully, responsively mad.
I've been quite upset for a few days.
Sure, so is everybody. You know,
not quite as upset as James Worthy.
Woo. Old James.
Did you see his comments?
I did.
What a quote.
James, I love it.
I mean,
it's pretty funny.
I mean, Kareem had 4 years with John Wood. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. Isaiah Thomas had some years with Bobby Knight. So you learn the fundamentals. Guys are coming to the NBA who are not fundamentally sound. All they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media. That's it. Which is now the basketball version of all women do is eat hot chip and lie.
Yeah, James Worthy did the basketball version of that meme. And he kind of nailed it on the head a little bit. I mean, of course, there's like, obviously, they know like it's not that blatant and simple. But I will say, I bet you guys are a little more lax on the fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know?
They're also much more talented.
They also are much more explosive.
And much more athletic.
Also much more explosive and, you know, just explosive and more talented in the specifics to their role. I guess, like, maybe back in the day people were a little more all-rounded. People tend to, like, find their niche.
I also think
a lot
like the
NBA
talent, like average talent, has just risen so much now that it's obviously gained popularity and more people are going to the NBA.
Sure.
Like I think the talent level of NCAA basketball taking off to what it has since. I mean, like, let's not pretend that the NCAA basketball was the peak competition when James Worthy, Michael Jordan, and these guys were playing. Like, there were some good players. Michael Jordan, James Worthy, Kareem, all these guys played college basketball.
But like, who were they playing?
Exactly. Like, now that recruiting sites are a thing, and there's technology and advancements in the aspect of being able to go out of state, or at least go conferences over, or even, like, international players coming in for different schools and stuff like that. Like, technology has just taken the level of talent that can get infiltrated into the NCAA to a mind-boggling level. And then you also have guys who are playing pro basketball in the G League and playing basketball in different aspects of Europe. I mean, it's such a dumb take. Because arguably some of the best basketball players of all time did not go to college.
three just popped in my head. Not one of them went
exactly.
to college. I mean, LeBron, Kobe, and why did that third one just pop out of my head?
T-Mac.
Sure,
T-Mac. Don't believe he went.
Sure. I don't know.
A lot of guys, though.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett. He's top three all time. Everybody knows that.
I don't know. It's just such a dumb take.
Yeah.
I did find it funny, and it makes a little bit of sense, but it's just one of those things that's so simply said that it's done.
Yeah. I mean, of course, that is such an old head take, too. Go to college.
And he's not even talking about just guys who are like not going to college at all or going to.
Well, nobody.
He's talking about players who just leave early.
Right. Yeah. The 1 year guys.
It's very dumb to think also that like the NBA coaching is not equal, if not better, than the NCAA coaching.
Sure. Yeah, I think so, too.
It's a privatized corporation of 32 teams with billions of dollars each. I'm sure they're pretty well set up.
Right, but you do start to kind of think of the how much. Now, I'm not.
They're smaller teams, too. Individual time.
That is true. I'm not completely buying into James Worthy's point of, like, they're going into the NBA without fundamentals, but I do believe they are a little less primed. You know, they're a little more raw when they get up there. Yeah, so, I mean, NBA teams aren't exactly like.
But that's why you see so many guys who are playing roles, because these guys are being gotten raw and then being shifted and formed into what they need.
Right. Yeah, and I agree with that, too. I just don't. I don't know. At a certain point, like, you either think of, NBA coaches and, like, the training, you know, faculty, like, the whole staff are probably the best, but how much time are they willing to spend on the simple stuff? Granted, they should be willing, but as a professional organization, a lot of places like that tend to look over that sort of stuff. But so are you missing out on those lower basic foundational pieces to your game by not going to college
and
a little
longer? I also think it's like the player.
Sure.
At the same
sure.
time, like, yep. There are guys who just want to work and some guys who just want to work on what they're good at. And there's some guys who don't want to work but just want to practice continually what they're good at. And then that way they can't get bad at it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Like, there's been different guys who've gotten a three-point shot halfway through their career. There's been Steph Curry is somehow a very good defensive player nowadays in just terms of pure effort. If you watch the Dallas Mavericks series, you know that.
The guy,
like,
runs exactly. everywhere.
And, like, there's just, like, different things like that where, like, people have just been able to slowly surpass their roles, if you will. And that's just also with time. Like, no freshman is usually playing the exact fundamental basketball while also being the number one guy.
Sure.
Freshmen who are going crazy usually are not the most fundamental player and the most explosive and best player on the court.
Right. But
it's just talent.
Yeah.
It's strictly talent. Like, James Worthy's just mad because he's not talked about in the top 10 of NBA players because he's not even close.
He was pretty good, though.
I am not saying
you
James Worthy is
10,
a bad basketball player.
Yeah.
But now the amount of time has passed, and he wasn't even top 5 or top 10
in his
when
time.
When he played, now he's falling.
I mean, you putting him top.
I think he's grasping at straws. Top 20, top 25 maybe. But then even
really?
Then, that's a big stretch.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to, like, my first number I was going to say was 50.
I think that's a little far. Because I do think he has the history. Championships are a big thing. Even
right,
if he
yeah,
won
I mean,
them
yeah.
with a lot of different guys on his teams.
Yeah.
They are still a very big thing of guys who are just talented basketball players, but
right.
you still have to be good enough to win.
But I
winning
start
is
to
the ultimate thing, no matter how much I go against that in some of my takes. Winning is still the ultimate thing.
Sure.
You have to win.
Sure. But I don't know. I also think, like, these top lists, too, like what we just kind of mentioned, top 20, top 50, those lists are going to end up being, like, really top heavy on the front end with guys who are from this newer generation. And you could say it's recency bias too, but they are just better athletes too. So guys like James Worthy, who are like pioneers of the game, you know, they were legends in their own right. But I think even prime James Worthy, is he in the league right now?
Oh, yeah.
I guess prime James
Worthy.
I mean, he'd
probably change his game a little bit more.
I guess so.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah, he would have to adjust. But he was athletic, I guess, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good basketball player. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. I think it's, in terms of winning, though, it kind of goes similar, and I don't want to jinx anybody. I'm knocking on wood as I speak, but there are different fan bases who are saying that Tennessee is the best college baseball team if they do win it all. Different fan bases saying Tennessee is the greatest college baseball team if they don't blow it.
Of all time.
Similar to teams of the Warriors and different teams, like the teams to the Patriots and stuff like that. That's very true. Like, I don't think you consider those teams, even as good as their record was and as good as those teams were, the greatest teams of all time because they did not get it done.
Yeah.
And that's where we're sitting at with Tennessee baseball as well. Hit a quick break. Come back for hour two. So make sure you don't go anywhere. A special announcement to start hour two. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.